Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. Today I'm going to be discussing the importance of relationships built on faith in Christ, how they help us grow spiritually, and why they're essential to living out our calling as Christians. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about Christ-centered connections. I felt that it was only right that I discuss this with my friend, someone who's helped me in leading me to God, and who I now have a friendship rooted in Christ with. So I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, what's up? I'm Kylan.
Whenever I first met Kylan, I had no idea that a simple conversation of ours would be a big stepping stone in me becoming religious and finding God. The first time that Kylan and I hung out, we went to the gym and then we talked afterwards in the car for maybe like 30, 45 minutes and just started talking about like life and deeper topics and then somehow veered to the topic of God. And at the time, I was not religious, not Christian, didn't even know if God was real. And it was something that just kind of was like a turning point for me and opened my mind to becoming curious and like pursuing my faith. And so, yeah, like it.
Yeah, I actually remember it like it was yesterday. We're sitting in the car talking, and I had just started my faith journey, but I was trying to test the spirit by the spirit and just see if she was even open to accepting the Lord as her Lord and Savior. And little did I know, a seed would be planted and she would water it and she would take off.
Yeah, I look back and I just think about like, I don't know, who would have thought that little things like that would lead to us now talking together on this podcast about the power of godly friendships as we watch ours grow also. And so I just want to point out that whether you're just now starting your faith journey or have been walking with Christ for years, we all need those relationships, those friendships rooted in Christ that help us grow closer to God and are centered around our faith and Christ's love. And so we're going to share some insights on what they are, why they're important, and how we can intentionally pursue them. So first, we're going to talk about what Christ-centered connections are. And I think that this is more than just a connection that's formed over a common interest, as following Jesus pours over into so many other aspects of our life as well. When we have this shared faith, it also allows us to have shared values and shared morals and shared lifestyles. And so I just personally feel like a friendship rooted in Christ has this unwavering strength and an additional deepened understanding because of this.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add on to that a verse, Ephesians 5:21. It says, "Submit yourself to one another because of your reverence for Christ." This is great on submission. A lot of people believe in it being one way, especially with husband and wife. But in the body of Christ, we're to submit to one another as Jesus abides in me, as I in him. And with others in Christ, we're ultimately submitted to Jesus. I think that having Christ-centered relationships is important, very key, and honestly, you just need someone to help build each other up and help edify each other, edify one another, and keep each other going on this walk. It's a long journey, I will say, but you need those who are really there for you, not just physically, but spiritually, who's going to pray with you, who's going to keep you uplifted, who's going to give you to the Lord and cover you.
Yeah, I think that there's so many different ways that having a friendship rooted in Christ can benefit one another and just help each other in that walk or even in different little things. For example, Kylan and I just sat here and talked about how to correctly say Ecclesiastes
Like for
slash
like 4 minutes
Ecclesiastics.
on it.
So to be determined, I think it's Ecclesiastes, but I'm gonna also read that scripture reference, and it is Ecclesiastes
Ecclesiastics 4:9.
4:9 that says, "Two are better than one, for if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have the other to help," which essentially just emphasizes the strength in unity as it leads to a greater success and support system. And I can vouch that having this mutual support in faith makes relationships so much stronger. An example of this is just the connection that I have with Kylan, where I experience both encouragement and challenge regarding my faith, which are both equally important. Kylan is one of the most supportive people when it comes to my podcast. He's very consistent, has watched every episode, continuously motivates me and offers me feedback and advice, even like constructive criticism sometimes. And it's really just good to get someone else's perspective and insight on that.
All right, and I just wanted to add a verse in there, Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So that just tells you the importance of having your connection, your Christ-centered connections. You need other believers, other people on this journey with you to be connected with. Yeah, and referencing back to Kel's talking about how I was pushing her to start a podcast, I just saw this light in her and this intelligence and well-spoken, well-worded manner. And I knew the Lord can use that, the Holy Spirit can use that, and I love just watching her grow and continue to advance
How sweet.
in the kingdom.
And it's so cool that like we both have our different gifts, and like Kylan said earlier, like he planted this seed that he didn't know that I would be able to water later on. And like I said, our conversation that we had in first meeting him was one of the big stepping stones into me finding God. And so it's just so cool how the Lord uses different people in their different ways and like because of their different gifts. Like whenever we first started talking about life, the day that I was talking about, I didn't expect to just be like thrown a Bible verse mid convo. Like I knew nothing. I just had very little insight or knowledge about Christianity and
And
what
that
that.
was one of the few Bible verses I knew at the time because I had just started my journey with the Lord. So that was straight off the dome.
Yeah, and although like obviously this wasn't necessarily what I was expecting or how like I thought the conversation was going to go, it was exactly what I needed unknowingly at the time, and God knew this, and he was able to use Kylan to speak truth into my life, which I just think is so cool. And it just shows that having Christ-centered connections opens so many different doors to spiritual growth because they offer this firm foundation to be able to build off one another, and I feel like our friendship is very good proof of that.
And I just want to say, I had said straight off the dome, but actually that was the Holy Spirit. That was the Holy Spirit speaking through me that gave her that verse. That was not my power at all.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's important that he mentioned that because it can so easily slip our minds that we are constantly directed by and empowered by the Holy Spirit as when you are a Christian.
What were you trying to say?
When you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives within you, dwells within you, and therefore is constantly working in you.
But he's not just working in you, he's also working for you. All the time I find myself asking the Holy Spirit if something slips my mind, Holy Spirit, please bring it back to my remembrance. And you know what? Sometimes it's not always, just instantly, but it does come. And also just like losing something for instance, ask the Holy Spirit. We call on him. He's our helper. He was sent here from the Lord to help us on this journey.
Yeah, agreed. That's real. Next, we're going to talk about why Christ-centered connections are important. I think that the main reason is that these relationships really help us to grow in Christ. They encourage accountability for one another and prayer together and sharing of wisdom from the Word. This is backed by Scripture in Proverbs 27:17, where it says, "Iron sharpens iron." So one person sharpens another, and this just illustrates how we improve each other by seeking relationships that we're motivated by. I once heard that you shouldn't take advice from someone that you don't look up to or don't want to be like in that aspect of life, and I think that this just points back to the importance of seeking those relationships with people that share the same faith as you, and therefore you're able to be encouraged by and motivated by.
Gotta build each other up in a real way.
These relationships that are centered around Christ also offer us encouragement in our hardships, as they remind us that we're not alone and we're able to prove God's love to one another through our trials. I can't tell you the amount of times that I have sought advice from a friend in Christ and instantly been reminded of how God uses others to show his love for us. I think it's just really comforting to remember that everything points back to him, and sometimes we need that reminding. I think that these relationships centered around Christ are also so important, as they equip us to be a light to others beyond our own personal growth, as we're able to shine God's light into the world, because connection centered around Christ can almost be like a beacon for others, as it helps them to see Christ's love in action through us. I think it can be as simple as someone overhearing a conversation about God's grace and it just sparking something for them without realization that we're even doing so.
Or even something like somebody coming by and seeing you guys praying together or worshiping the Lord together and just seeing filled with joy, and you're just waving your hand at the sky, and you know, you may spark something with them as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's wild. We really don't realize the impact that we can have on one another unintentionally. Like, even when I'm in church and just seeing people be touched by God, or seeing people worship and really just being able to see that joy within them, like, it makes me just thank God and want to seek the Lord even more, just realizing how his love looks in our lives. So next, we're going to talk about what pursuing a Christ-centered connection looks like. I think that it all really just starts with intentionality. You don't necessarily have to wait for these relationships to fall in your lap, but instead choose to seek them out and cultivate these relationships that are focused on Christ. For me, this means friends who challenge me and friends who share my faith, who genuinely care about my walk with Christ or encourage me in that. Basically, just people that I can learn from concerning the Lord. I think, or I know that it's not always easy to pursue, but it is always worth it. I had a season of my life in which I had no community and I was still growing in God, but I was nowhere near growing at the pace and ways that I am now in having that fellowship and others to help me in my walk with Christ and continue to point me back towards God. And it took just putting myself in uncomfortable positions to experience this real growth and change.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add in, you know, while you're out looking for Christ-centered connections, be mindful and be sure to test the Spirit by the Spirit, test their fruits, and just be constantly planting seeds. You know, they may water it, like my friend Kels over here watered that seed and it grew, it bloomed.
I think also in pursuing Christ-centered connections, it happens in perfect timing, in God's timing, but I would definitely suggest to be vulnerable and not hold back from that. I think being open about your struggles and victories in our faith allows for deeper connections, and you'll come to the realization that everyone has these different struggles and victories and therefore relate to one another. You'll realize that you're not alone in your sin, but you're also not alone in stepping away from it. Scripture even says so in James 5:16. It says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed," which emphasizes how vulnerability brings both healing and spiritual growth.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add to that. So, you know, when I first met Kels, we barely knew each other really. We were very vulnerable and open with each other, and it built trust. That trust later turned into a Christ-centered relationship. But just big thing to take away from this is being vulnerable, being open, having no pride in these Christ-centered friendships.
Yeah, I think also that making the time really matters. It's important in any connection, but specifically the time for who matters most, which is God in your friendships through fellowship, which can be exemplified in prayer together or doing Bible studies or attending small group or church. There's just so many ways that through consistency strengthen those Christ-centered connections. I have seen this in my Bible study group, growing from everyone kind of being a little bit uncomfortable in the beginning to very comfortable and sharing with one another our challenges and being encouraging in that to one another while keeping Christ at the center of all of it. Also, in our pursuit of Christ-centered connections, I think that there's a lot of significance in showing grace. Just as God gives us this grace, we should also give it to others. We all need it from time to time, myself included. So I think that there's a lot of importance in that. And the beauty of these relationships is that in the push to do better, there's also patience in getting there. There's been times that Kylan and I have came to one another in our shortcomings, knowing that we can offer one another accountability and advice. It's really just all about finding those who want to walk the same path as you and being able to pull one another back on that path whenever you start to drift. And so I encourage you to pursue Christ-centered connections in your life. We were never meant to walk this faith journey alone. God created us to be in community, sharpening each other in his love.
Yes, ma'am. Amen to that, Sister Kels. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this thing up and with prayer. I hope you guys take something good out of this. You guys find some Christ-centered relationship, friendship, people to build you up, hold you accountable, and get on this journey with you as we all seek the Lord and be kingdom citizens. So I'll go ahead and close this out. Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for blessing us to have another day to come and fellowship and come and speak about your word, your truth, your life, Father God. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit down here to be with us, Father God. I pray over everyone who listens to this podcast, Lord. Help them be fruitful, Father God. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord. Thank you for continuing to bless us. Keep us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That was so good. I wouldn't have said it any better myself. I was nodding my head the whole time. I feel very honored to have this opportunity and to have friends like Kylan to share it with me. So thank you guys so much for listening and for the support, and Kylan for joining me in
In
this.
a real way.
That's his favorite saying, if you can't tell.
Man.
If you take nothing else from this, I hope that you take that by building Christ-centered connections and surrounding yourself with people who challenge you, encourage you, and hold you accountable, you are walking the path that God set before you and taking a step towards and for Him.